Greetings. You've just turned on
The Nightlight
with your hosts,
Aubrey Styles
and Stallion. We've been waiting.
The Nightlight. Who do you listen to in the dark?
The Nightlight.
Bringing you the sounds of the city.
The Nightlight.
The sun has nothing on the stars.
The stars.
The Nightlight.
Come towards the light.
The Nightlight. Welcome, New York City. It's a smooth 70 degrees outside. And if you look out your windows, you'll see a dark moonlit sky. The skies are partly cloudy and the moon has an intense glow, I must say. Kind of puts you in the mood to go somewhere.
Word. I don't know. It puts me in the mood to be somewhere where everything is happening at once. Like, just going on. And that's why your whole Stallion is here with the spot of the week. It's called Club Trey, located at Atlantic and Putnam. And it's just a laid-back environment. Lounges, chairs, opaque-lit tables. Somewhere you can go to have a good time. Ladies free before 1. Do you hear me? 1 o'clock. So that means it's going to be a lot of ladies in there. So brothers, go through. Look like it's a good time. Atlantic and Putnam. Club Trey.
Now, Stallion, you sending all these people out here to this club to meet people, meet and greet, have a good time. But, you know, a lot of relationships going to come about. And, you know, people these days, they don't really know what goes into having a relationship.
Right, kind of mindset
you got to have.
Yeah.
So, what's good? What's good?
Okay, let me ask you a question, Aubrey. What do you think is the biggest issue with people meeting new people at clubs or relationships in general?
That's going to have to be trust. You don't know who these cats are out there. You don't know their mindset. You don't know where they're coming from, where they've been. It's just trust.
Yeah. But the way you're talking is like, it has a sense of insecurity to me. And it's like you're probably scared or questionable to new people. Have you been hurt?
Of course. Like, I've dated a couple guys. They've done some things. And then you know about their past. You find out about that. And it just bothers you. It bothers me. So you gotta know your past to know where you're going.
But should you hold the past against where you're going or your future?
No, you really shouldn't, because a person's past is their past. But then again, it makes you wonder, why were they like that in the past? Why did they change now? What brought about that change?
You're right. I think people just need a healthy outlet to express their views on trust in general. And they can't just use it as a process to screen other people. Everybody has to be understood and given a equal chance. All right?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, so we're about to take a couple calls because this issue is like real deep. So you guys already know the number.
212-388-4168. Dang, they calling already. Call you live, line 1.
Name and location.
Hello, this is Chantel coming from Brooklyn, BK,
Brooklyn.
New York. Hey, Aubrey. Hey, Stanley.
Hey.
It's Stallion, actually, sweetie.
Ooh. Oh, I'm a hey, Stallion.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Okay, all right. I'm okay.
So we talking about trust, right?
Yeah, we are.
All right. Trust in relationships?
Yeah.
I got a story for you.
Oh, and we cannot
Let me tell you, my ex-boyfriend, that's right, I'm putting him on blast. All right.
Yeah, what's his name?
His name is Ben T. All right.
Ben T, if you listening, you need to listen a little harder. Go ahead.
You obviously did something wrong.
Now, let me tell you what happened. This man had the audacity, right, to tell me, oh, baby, you know, you can trust me. I love you, girl. Mind you, we only like 2 weeks into it, and I was like, okay, yeah, you know, I can trust him, right?
Talking about
and
love.
Let me tell you what he did. What he did was.
What'd he do?
I found him. In the backseat of a car.
Whose car?
Some other girl. His car. After, like, I want to come over to his house and find out how he doing. I just want to come one time, right? But that's all he did. All he did. I found him in the back of a car with somebody else. I just, oh my God.
It's okay. So stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us, Chantel.
Okay.
All right. So after that experience, what would you give? What advice would you give to other people going out there in relationships?
Let me tell you what I would say, girl. Aubrey, let me tell you what I would say. I would say that that if you ever feel that you can trust somebody after 2 weeks, that is a lie. Because he don't trust you. He just want to get in your pants, okay? And you know what? I kept it close. And that's to all the ladies out there. Keep it close, girls. Keep it, all right? All right. Thank you. I love y'all.
You're welcome, Shortel.
We love you, too.
Love you, too. Coming off of that, what I basically want to say is that you shouldn't be too well put into somebody that you don't know the future of, or you don't know the past of that individual. So if he was already talking about love so soon, you could already have told what kind of person he was. So just a message to the females and males.
So you don't believe in love at first sight?
But you can believe an attraction at first sight. You can believe of a feeling of fate at a first sight, but you cannot fall in love.
Okay, you got a good point.
Because love is a bond. Love is not a feeling. It's an ability.
I see we have another caller online too.
You're on. Let me get your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, what's up? My name is Silence. I'm calling from Canarsie.
How you doing, Silence? You sure I'm your on. Last name is not White? Because you got the whole voice thing going on.
No, I'm chilling though. What's going on over there?
Nothing. We cool. We out here. It's chilling.
You know what I mean? Laid back, the night light. So it's always something going on. You know what I mean? So how you feeling about like what we're talking about, the whole trust issues? First of all, let me get like your take on it. Do you feel it's hard to trust some females nowadays?
Nowadays, I mean, it all depends on who you're dealing with, you know, because sure. I mean, if you don't personally know the female before you actually get with them, mm-hmm. you're not really going to get the full contents of what their ability, of what their, you know, like how they can actually really trust someone.
Where?
I guess, I mean, basically, if you're not friends with the person before that you actually get with them, you're not going to get the full, you know.
I like where you're coming from, like, with the friendship, because friendship is something that's steady and it's reliable. So if you have something based on friendship, you can always work out your problems. You agree with me, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so like everybody's just searching for something in general, and I think the main problem is that they want to know that the other part of their relationship cares. They want to know that when they change something, their boyfriend or girlfriend notices. You understand? Like, and that's a reoccurring lyric in the song that we're about to play in a little while by Miss Sese. It's called Brooklyn Sweetheart, and it's a real appropriate theme, and it'll set us off in a good note. So we're gonna play that right now. Brooklyn Sweetheart by Miss Sese.
Yeah.
Sweetheart by Miss Zay Zay.
Miss Zay Zay. She really did her thing on that one.
Yeah, that was a good song.
I felt where she was coming from. And of course, that's our job as the Nightlight to always bring you that cool, smooth, new sound. And we live up to it once again.
Yes.
So be sure to tune in next time. That's, we're signing off. Your host,
Aubrey Styles.
And Stallion.
The Nightlight. Who do you listen to in the dark?
The Nightlight.
Bringing you the sounds of the city.
The Nightlight.
The sun has nothing on the stars.
The stars.
The Nightlight.
Come towards the light.
The Nightlight.